And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Cresco's Vic and Sade. Say, week in and week out, you probably do a lot of cooking, don't you? But tell me, don't you really have more fun baking cakes than anything else? Isn't there a special kind of satisfaction about baking, oh, say, a big three-layer cake? One of those black and white ones, you know, for instance, just loaded down with rich fudge icing? Of course there is. But listen, you don't know what satisfaction really is until you make a cake with new Sure Mix Crisco. Because in this new Crisco, you get the benefit of the greatest shortening discovery in years. A discovery that brings you three exclusive new cake-making advantages. Higher, lighter, tenderer cakes than you've ever made before. And it's a patented discovery you get only in Crisco. Crisco is the only home shortening we know of that can promise you these better eating cakes. And just wait till you see the wonderful new kind of cake batter Sure Mix Crisco gives you. Then you'll know Crisco is different from any other shortening you can buy. Because this new Crisco blends more thoroughly, more completely with all your other cake ingredients. Why, you've never seen such a creamy, satin smooth cake batter before. And this batter doesn't separate or curdle as batters made with other shortenings so often do. Now, you know that's the kind of a cake batter you need for grand eating cakes. And we've proved it with hundreds of baking tests in our own Crisco kitchens. Yes, ma'am, we baked hundreds of cakes with many different recipes and every well-known shortening you can buy. And those tests prove that you can make cakes with Sure Mix Crisco that are higher and lighter than those made with any other home shortening we know of. And they have an amazing tenderness that makes them the best eating cakes of all. So why don't you get Crisco at your store today? And then bake a Crisco cake for supper tonight. You have my promise it'll be the best eating cake you've ever made. Well, sir, it's 2:45 o'clock in the afternoon as our scene opens now, and here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Vic is seated at the library table about to plunge into a piece of special work he's brought home from the office. Sade hovers near the davenport, and she's saying,
I expect you want to be by yourself.
Maybe I could concentrate better, kiddo.
All right, I'll take my sewing upstairs.
Kind of a rush job I got here. Group of special invoices. They really ought to be in the mail by 6 o'clock tonight. I think I can cut it, though, if I pitch in.
You want another window open before I leave?
I'm quite comfortable, thanks.
It's a pretty warm day.
Yeah, but with any more windows open, there'd be a draft and my papers would blow around.
Uh-huh. All right. If you want anything, just holler.
Hi. Who's on, man?
There is a chap who'll have to be muffled.
Oh, I'll shoo him outdoors. Hi.
I'm free as a breeze.
What's he doing home at this hour?
Last day of school. They always let the kids loose early when vacation starts.
Oh.
I'll shoo him outdoors. He won't bother you.
You guys?
Greetings, Uncle Ned.
Congratulate me, people. I'm free as a horse. Vacation started 10 minutes ago. No more school for 3 whole months. By George, it's a great feeling.
I'm in sympathy with your glee, Roscoe. I can remember when I experienced the same jubilant emotion. What was it we used to say when school let out for the summer?
No more studies, no more books, no more teachers' cranky looks.
Yeah.
It's a great feeling.
Sure. You've had a long year plugging away at scholarly pursuits, and now you're entitled to relaxation. On behalf of my wife and myself, I proffer felicitations and cordial best wishes for a grand holiday season.
Thanks, Gov. I know you mean what you say.
You bet. Now, if you folks will excuse me, I'll tackle these invoices.
Yes, Willie. Gov's busy. How'd you like to come with me out on the back porch steps?
Be delighted.
I've got sewing to do, and we can have a nice chat and breathe in the fresh air.
Certainly. Okay, Gov, see you later.
Good day, friend.
Good day. By George, ma'am, you should have heard the shout go up when Mr. Chinbunny announced school was out for the summer. He pulled the same old joke he pulls every year. I have a little bad news, students, he says. The Board of Education is suspending classes. Huh?
Let's trot on about our business and let Gov get at his work.
Sure thing.
I'd like to knock off and chew the rag with you, pipe cleaner, but this job is supposed to be finished and in the mail by 6 o'clock.
Perfectly all right, Gov. We can chat later. By George, man, when Mr. Chinbunny announces...
telephone, Jenga.
Oh, Ruthie, I bet. They want to play 500 tonight. I should have called her, and then you wouldn't have been bothered. I'll cut it short. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, Gov, it's a great feeling.
Hello? Yes? Yes, I believe he is.
Hello, office.
For you, Willie.
For me, eh? Bluetooth Johnson, no doubt.
It's a little girl.
Well, well, well. Annabelle Hemstreet. Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yes, Annabelle. Who? Oh, you, hey, Eunice. Eunice Raypool.
Mm-hmm.
I expect you're happy as a lark, Eunice. Huh? I certainly am. Yes, indeed, I passed the very same remark on to my folks not 2 minutes ago. Yes, indeed. My father reminded me of a little saying the grade school children shout when vacation starts. No more studies, no more books, no more teachers' cranky looks. Yes, indeed. Well, thanks, Eunice. I've enjoyed the year myself. Goodbye, and I'll see you when we enroll again next fall. Thanks. All right, Eunice. Goodbye. By George, it's an exhilarating old sensation. June, July, and August, I'm free as your undershirt.
Well, let's skedaddle, son. We've held your father up from his work a long time.
All my fault, Gus.
Oh, think nothing of it.
Last day of school, you know, is a pretty exciting thing. An individual is liable to become a trifle delirious.
True.
Come on, Willie.
You bet. Grab your sewing basket and we'll go out.
Oh, telephone is ringing.
Yes, indeed. I'll get it, Mom. I'm right here handy.
Sorry, Vic. Mm.
Who's telephoning, please? Well, Bluetooth, you old son of a gun, you. I bet you are. Why, I'm walking on air. How's that, fella?
I'll show him outdoors in a second.
That won't help the telephone from ringing.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed our friendship myself. It's been a grand old year, Bluetooth. A grand old year. Yes, indeed. No, indeed. Yes, indeed. Okay, Bluetooth, fine. All right, and I'll see you next semester when we enroll. Certainly, old fella. You bet. Goodbye, Bluetooth. Goodbye. Bluetooth had a drop of suspicious moisture in his voice.
Is he going away someplace?
No, why?
Well, I heard you bid him farewell the next autumn.
Oh, that's his tradition.
Is it?
Sure. Last day of school, everybody bids everybody goodbye for the summer.
Come on, Raj.
Sure thing, Mom. Matter of fact, Gov, I'm going to be in Bluetooth Society this very evening.
Really?
We're attending the movie show together. No, when I bid him farewell till next autumn, it was just tradition.
Oh.
Come on, Rush. Gov has to work.
I apologize for the delay, and I hope that...
Telephone is ringing.
Oh, my.
Maybe you could make this one brief, Henderson.
Do my best.
Thanks.
Last day of school, you know.
Uh-huh.
Throws everything off center.
Yeah.
Hello, good president speaking. Oh, yes. How are you, Miss Dunbottom?
Oh, my.
Glad to hear it. I'm walking on air. The vacation started. Yep. Oh, about 20 minutes ago. Yeah, I'm free as a baboon. June, July, and August, I can
all
forget
right,
about school books and enjoy myself. Yes, indeed.
All right, Raj.
Here's my Miss Dunbottom. You bet. Okay, Mom.
You better go out on the back porch.
I'll wait till you're through.
Yes, lady. Isn't it warm, though? Oh, I've been doing a little sewing. Oh, about tonight. Well, I haven't talked to Vic yet, but he's here, and I'll see what it... Well, just a second, Ruthie. Vic, do you want to... Rush, will you stop that?
Sure.
You want to play 500?
Okay.
I'll cut it short. Ruthie, he says just wonderful. Oh, quarter past seven, 7:30, or quarter to eight, or kind of halfway and around through there. Fine. You bet. Sure, Ruthie. Yes. All right, then. Goodbye, lady. Now, Willie, you and I are going out on that back porch.
Hear the phone's ringing.
Goodness, goodness, goodness.
Willis, right back this time, no doubt.
We could leave the receiver off the hook.
Mm. Oh, is telephoning, please? Why, Smelly, you old half-wit, you.
Vic, we could leave the receiver off the hook.
Yeah. Happy as ace of spades, by George. I imagine you are. Well, thanks, Smelly. It's been a grand old year. It sure has. I appreciate your saying that, Smelly. I sincerely appreciate your saying that, Smelly. Huh? Oh, you choked back a sob, huh? Uh-huh. Boy, I've been choking back some sobs myself. Hey, hey. Yes, sir. Well, smelly, you rotten old chicken thief, I'll tell you farewell. Yes, and I'll see you next semester when we enroll. You bet. Goodbye, old fella. Goodbye. Smelly was so overcome by emotion that he had to choke back a sob, by George.
You won't see him till next fall, huh?
I'll see him tonight. Hmm. He's taking in the picture show with me and Bluetooth Johnson. Like I explained before, this is just tradition, Doc.
I see.
Why, heck, you know what Mildred Tisdall and Hilda Reagan done this afternoon?
Uh-uh.
They cried. Hugged each other and cried. Because they were saying goodbye, see? Why, holy smoke, Mildred Tisdall and Hilda Reagan live right next door to each other. They'll be together all summer long. But it was the last day of school, and they were saying farewell. So they cried away like hyenas. Bye, Mildred. It's been a grand old year. Goodbye, Hilda. We've had wonderful times this semester.
Rush, we've had about enough of this business. Now, your father's got important work to do, and we've interfered as long as we're going to. I'm going to take you by the ear and get...
Telephone is ringing.
Ah, yes, the telephone.
Say, you don't have to look so unhappy.
Ain't you mad?
No. It's the last day of school.
Well, how about your invoices?
No, they can wait till tomorrow. Last day of school is an important thing.
Can I have it quiet, people?
Yeah, you bet.
Thanks. Rush, go down the end of the wire. Why, Rooster. Rooster Davis. How are you, fella? Me too. I'm walking on air.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until Monday. Say, I want to tell you about a hurry-up chocolate pie that'll make a big hit with Dad and the kids. Just fill a baked Sure Mix Crisco pie shell with about 2 packages of prepared chocolate pudding. Serve plain or with a mountain of snowy whipped cream. Doesn't that sound good? Mmm, it is good. And just wait till you see what a big hit your tender, flaky Sure Mix Crisco pastry will make. Why, pastry made with pure all-vegetable Crisco is so light and digestible, even the kids can have second helpings. Now, you'll want to use new Sure Mix Crisco for cakes, too. It brings you 3 exclusive new advantages for cakes, because our baking tests prove that you can make higher, lighter, tenderer, and far better eating cakes with new Sure Mix Crisco than with any other home shortening we know of. So change to new Sure Mix Crisco today. Use it for all your baking and frying. No shortening we know of comes to you purer, fresher, or creamier than Sure Mix Crisco. And don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Sade Monday. This is Melvin Allen speaking.